So just as so NASA in the, I forget, some 10 years ago, started the COTS program, which is commercial off the shelf. But it was a program to give money to industry to develop technology, off-the-shelf technology, to go to space. They selected, and over a number of years, they selected companies and gave them lots of money to develop new spacecraft and new ways of going to space with the aim to make it cheaper and to take the shift the burden of transport to the private sector rather than the government sector. So for example, at the moment, the US supplies the space station with the SpaceX Dragon and the Orbital Sciences Cygnus spacecraft, and both have been fulfilling their contracts, and both have had rockets blowing up, by the way. They have just signed a new contract now with three companies. One is, again, SpaceX with their Dragon. Another is Orbital ATK with their Cygnus again. And then another one is Sierra Nevada, which is a space plane. And these guys will be providing supplies to the space station up until 2024, according to the contract that they've just signed up. So I'll go through this very quickly, give you an idea of what's happening. There are a lot of changes happening over the next few years, and it's accelerating. Then we have the commercial crew development, and NASA have signed up two companies to develop spacecraft to fly people to the space station. And one, of course, is Dragon spacecraft, and another is the Boeing CST-100, the Starliner. And what's unique about the Dragon is they plan to land their space capsule on rockets on land, and that's a very important feature for what we'll talk about in just a minute. But first of all, they plan to fly astronauts in 2017, sometime during that year, and the astronauts will be landing in the ocean, I believe. They still need to develop the landing capacity or bring it up to human-rated, I guess. In the meantime, Boeing has been developing their capsule, which lands on land on airbags, and that's a slightly different concept, but both have been given contracts to supply the space station. Also, in addition to that, we've got other players like the Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin. And these are guys I think you need to watch because they haven't been given huge sums of money, and they're developing technology that and I guess systems that may in fact in the future be very competitive. So Virgin Galactic with their aircraft will be... both of these companies are doing suborbital flights, and Virgin Galactic will be... I think they'll be flying their space plane quite soon. That's just a rumour that I've heard. At the same time, Blue Origin have flown and landed and flown and landed their rocket three times. So they have in fact recovered their rocket and flown it three times, which is quite a remarkable achievement. Even though it's not the same as going into orbit, it is still a remarkable achievement. And these guys may well... I would watch these guys. Meanwhile, NASA's been developing the Orion spacecraft, which is a very big, deep space craft for carrying people into the outer solar... or into the solar system or beyond Earth orbit. And what's inside it is vastly more complex than, say, what's in Dragon and Boeing CST-100, where at the moment they're only going to low orbit. The NASA managers say in one of their recent talks that they have been... the technology that they've been reviewing or developing for the Orion, it gets forwarded on to the other companies also developing their space capsules. So it's not as if they're doing this independently. Everything they learn and develop is being forwarded through to the private sector. So it is very much a cooperation. At the same time, we have new rockets being built, NASA Space Launch System, which is very big. Orbital Sciences Antares blew up over a year ago, but I believe they're going to be flying again. Falcon 9 is flying. It blew up too, and they've fixed that and they're flying. And of course, in the media, you hear a lot of SpaceX doing its landings, and they've landed, I think, three times now. They haven't reflown their rockets yet. But so just from that point of view, they're saying when they get flying and recovering their rockets, there'll be a 30% reduction in orbital costs going into low orbit, at least for the moment. So from the paradigm point of view, the payload can make up five times the price or the cost of the overall rocket going into orbit. So 30% in cost of recovering a rocket may not provide a significant reduction in cost when it comes to the cost of the payload, which is up to four or five times the rocket itself currently. However, it may open a new market which enables low-cost payloads to go into orbit cheaper. So I think it's a great thing, and it may in fact open a gate to a new market.